presenting Dick Cole and his thrilling adventures at Parr Military Academy.
We'll always be near to Parr. We'll praise her wherever we are. We'll cheer her each day with a hip, hip, hooray. It's a rule there's no school like Parr. We'll sing out our loyalty. We'll ring out with voices free. As we travel through life, we will follow our star. We'll always be near to Parr.
Listen, boys and girls, today we bring you another exciting episode of the adventures of Dick Cole at Parr Military Academy. You've known Dick Cole in Blue Bolt magazine and in Foremost Comics for a long time, and now you meet him every week at this time over this same station on the air. In just a moment, you'll hear from Dick Cole himself. But first, here's a message you'll all want to hear. Here is Dick Cole.
Hello, boys and girls. How are you? Well, I want to tell you a little something about today's episode in which my friend Mr. Carno, Simba to you, gets himself and me out of the hottest spot we've ever been in through his warts. Honest, I'm not kidding. If it hadn't been for Simba's warts, the chances are I wouldn't be here today to talk to you. You see... Well, Simba and I, we came awfully close to being cremated.
Dick! Dick, the whole place! It's getting hot as a furnace! We've got to do something quick or we'll be burned to death!
It all started the evening of that day we were having a forced march drill at Parr. Our company had marched some 20 miles or so, and as night fell, a bitter, cheerless kind of a night, we were out in the open country. It was a desolate stretch of swampy land called Dead Man's Prairie. Our company commander ordered us all to pair off and find a place to sleep. We were to assemble again at the crossroads at 6:30 next morning. Well, Simba and I found an abandoned farm road, and tired though we were, we wanted to see where it led.
Hello! Hello there! Hello! Well, guess nobody lives up this road. I didn't hear anybody shouting back, "Hi, Simba."
No, of course you didn't. It still isn't quite dark enough for ghosts to be roaming around. And it sure looks like ghosts are the only things that'd be living in this swamp.
Dead Man's Prairie. Brr.
But Simba, there was one interesting thing I noticed when you called out.
Yeah? What?
Nobody in our company answered. It must be that we've come so far they can't even hear us anymore.
That's right. And I'm beginning to believe there's no house at the end of this road either. In fact... I'm wondering if this road goes anywhere at all.
Simba, look!
What? Oh, something moving in the bushes. Gee whiz, Dick.
No, I didn't mean that. That was just a rabbit. But look, around the bend there.
It's so dark I can hardly see. But, boy, it's a house.
Yep. The house we've been looking for.
Oh, brother. And what a house. I'll bet they call it the house where the man hanged himself.
Yeah. Hello! Hello there! Anybody home?
Nobody but us skeletons. Come right in, boys. Come right in.
Mr. and Mrs. J. Waterbridge Skeleton and all the little skeletons, huh?
Yeah. Dick, I've got a swell idea. Hmm? Let's not sleep in that house. Let's just go back and sleep in the swamp.
Simba, if I didn't know that beneath that trembling exterior there lurks a man of steel, I'd think that... Uh-oh. Take it easy on the porch here.
Yeah, there might be a trap door in it somewhere.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to open the front door.
Dick, look out, look out!
Good gosh, bats.
Now, do you still want to sleep in this morgue?
Sure, why not? Now, what's wrong with bats? They're only mice with wings, that's all.
Sure, I know. And ghosts, they're only people that just aren't alive anymore, that's all.
Come on, put your flashlight on.
Yeah. I guess this is the living room. Oh, I thought we'd catch Mrs. Spook sitting in front of the fireplace here, whipping up something for a casket.
Yeah, I know. Or Papa Spook, playfully carving a tombstone. Turn your light over here. Let's take a look in this next room.
All right. But I know all about you, Cole. You're one of these guys that can't let well enough alone. Dick, watch out!
Say, you almost had me believing it. I wonder what that cat was doing here.
Probably mascot for a regiment of witches. And this is their GHQ.
Oh, no kidding, Simba. Cats don't usually hang around a place unless there are people around. At least now and then.
You mean that cat was expecting somebody?
Could be. Oh, some harmless old tramp, probably. Oh, come on. Let's spread out our blanket rolls here.
All right. All right, if you say so. But something tells me, Dick, you and I aren't going to sleep so well tonight. No, not this night.
Say, Simba, what are you doing? Why don't you put out that flashlight?
Mr. Cole, you know very well what I'm doing.
Huh? Oh. That wart medicine again, huh?
Laugh if you choose. But it'll be a far, far different story, I assure you, when these warts have vanished into thin air. You'll not scoff any longer.
All right. Say, but Simba, you told me that the druggist said he put some pretty strong acids in that prescription. How come the stuff doesn't burn your fingers off?
Very simple. I just spit on my warts first. That dilutes the acid. And then I apply it very carefully, in very small quantities.
I get it. Now, be careful with that stuff.
I am. And after applying it, I twist the bottle cap securely, like this, and place a rubber band around it, so. Wrap it up in a handkerchief like this, and then put it in my pocket. There, see?
Yeah. Yeah, I see, and I'm satisfied. Oh, well, good night.
What do you mean, good night?
Just what I said.
Listen.
Sure, I hear it. That's only the wind turning a corner on two wheels. I repeat, good night.
Dick, hear that?
Of course I heard it. Doors have a habit of creaking in the wind. Now, for the last time, good night.
For the last time, huh? I don't like the sound of that...
Oh, shut up. I'm already asleep, Simba.
Maybe you are. But not me, brother. Not me. Dick, are you awake?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm awake, Simba. And I heard it.
There's somebody in the next room.
I know. But shh. Keep your mouth shut. Let's just lie low and stay right where we are for the time being.
Yeah, Dick.
That does it, Jim. That's the way.
Right. And plenty, too. Hey, wait till Lefty sees all that nice merchandise. Them stockings there. Them furs.
Yeah, you said it.
And the jewelry.
This is the prettiest haul since we got into this racket. Reminds me of the good old Prohibition days, don't it, you?
Say, what face it does at that. Well, now, who'd ever have thought this here black market deal could be so juicy?
Takes a guy like Lefty to dream this up. He's smart, even if he is a cheap little crook.
Yeah. Sometimes I think he's too smart for his own help. If he don't pay us good for this merchandise...
If he don't, what'll you do, Gimp? Tell him it ain't nice the way he's acting?
You know, what place? You and me, we could...
Forget it. We can't touch Lefty, and you know it. He brought us out of the dump heap for this job, and he's got half a dozen jerks working for him that's as trigger-happy as they come. They'd as soon shoot the both of us as pick their teeth.
Yeah, I guess you're right. All the same...
All the same, what you and I gotta do is watch our step. Now, you think anybody seen us coming up this road?
Nah, them kids in uniform, the ones we saw sleeping out in the fields, they was all that was around here. And they didn't follow us.
You sure?
Sure, I'm sure. I was watching out back. They're just playing at being soldiers. Something like that, anyways. They probably thought we was a couple of nice old farmers.
Nice old farmers, huh? It's a hot one. It'd be too bad, though, if they got inquisitive and followed us.
Yeah, too bad for them, you mean?
Yeah, too bad for them. Lefty'd be kind of angry if he thought we let anybody get wise to this place.
Yeah, I know. Dirty little punk. You know, what face, I wished I was 20 years younger. I'd take that guy apart.
Quit your dreaming. You know as well as I do, this is a break for a couple of broken-down tramps like us.
Yeah.
All we've got to do is pick up the stuff for Lefty once a week and meet him here with us. And all we got to worry about is keeping out of trouble with him. Soft, I call it.
Yeah, I suppose. But I can remember when...
When you had $1,000,000. Yeah, sure. And I can remember when I was assaulting a toyky. Then I woke up and I was in a flop top.
Yeah. Okay. Let's cut out the chin music, poor face. I'm all in. I want to hit the hay.
In this room?
No, the next room. It's warmer. Hey, I'll go out to the car and get them blankets.
Yeah, I'll wait here.
Dick, did you hear that? They're coming in here.
Yes, I heard it. So what? A couple of broken-down tramps. They said so themselves. We should be able to handle them easy.
Sure. Unless they're carrying guns.
See, you're right, Simba. They might have guns. If they do,
the guns might go off and hurt somebody.
Simba.
Yeah?
Look, you get on one side of the door, and I'll get on the other. We'll have to jump those birds when they come into the room. If they've got guns, it's our only chance.
Okay, Dick. You're right. If they're carrying guns, it is our only chance.
Just a moment, we'll go back to our story. But first, here's an important message for you all.
Thank you.
back to our story.
Got the blankets, Kemp?
Yeah. And we're going to need them, too. It's blowing up cold outside. And anyway, Lefty might not get here until early morning.
Okay, listen. You can switch on that flashlight inside the house. Here.
Yeah, sure. Sure, I'll switch it on. Yeah. That suits you?
Hey.
Yeah?
In your other hand.
Yeah. Oh, my gun, you mean. I ain't gonna plug you, Wardface, if that's what's worrying you.
Oh.
I was only thinking when we go into that next room.
You think somebody's in there?
Well, I don't know. Maybe not. But I ain't gonna take no chances, see? You better have your rod handy, too.
Yeah, okay. Always play safe. I guess you're right.
Did you hear that, Dick? They've got their guns.
Yes. Yes, Simba, I heard. Now, get ready for them. This is going to be tough. And it's got to be right.
Here they come.
Now!
Hey, what is this?
Oh, you
want to
play rough, do you?
Oh,
I missed him, Kemp. He's getting my gun.
Don't worry. I got his friend covered.
What?
All right, you. Drop that gun or I'll shoot your friend's heart out.
Don't shoot him.
Drop it then, quick.
All right. I'll drop it.
That's better. All right, Goldface. Pick up that gun.
Yeah. I get it. Ooh, that kid packs a wall of action. Hardly move.
Ooh. All right. Now, set them flashlights over in that chair. Both of them.
All right.
And turn them up so we can keep an eye on these here soldiers.
All right, Kemp. Oh, my rib is busted, I think. There. The lights. Now you can see the whole of this here room.
Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, look, Kemp, we got to get out of here and take this stuff with us now that these kids have found out about this hideout.
Yeah, that's right. You're exactly right, Wardface. But what'll we do about these kids?
We'll have to plug them, I suppose.
Plug them? You mean shoot them? Them nice kids? Why, Wardface, how can you be so cruel?
Look, I want to plug the one that got me. I choose him.
Oh, no. No, my friend. I got a much better idea.
Yeah?
Yeah. Wardface, go get all the rope out of the car.
You mean you're going to hang him?
Hang him? Why, Wardface, how crude you talk. How very crude.
Well, what are you guys going to do?
Now, just take it easy. I ain't going to let Wardface hurt you. Heavens, no. Nice boys like you two. Tie him up like you tied the other kid, Wardface.
Okay.
And you, kid, don't try any funny business. I got your friend covered, see? And I kind of hate to shoot him.
Yes. Yes, I see.
Kemp, I don't know what you've got on your mind, but I'll tie this punk up good.
Punk? My, Wardface, what a rough expression. You see, young man, now that you know our racket, we're forced to detain you until we get away.
Yes. Yes, I suppose you are.
Yeah, I thought you'd understand. Now, Wardface, you got him tied up good?
Sure. Not even Houdini could get out of this.
Fine, that's just dandy. Now, them papers in the fireplace in the living room. Go get them.
Oh, I see. I understand. Sure, I get them papers. Yeah.
Papers? What do you need papers for?
Now, soldier boy. Curiosity killed the cat, remember? You'll see, sonny. You'll see.
Well, I got him. Where should I put him? Right next to the punk?
Next to him? Heavens, no, Wardface. Why, then he wouldn't be able to enjoy the sight for very long. You want him to be able to enjoy it. Now, don't you, Wardface?
Yeah, I sure do.
Sure. Then put them papers over there, in the corner, on the far side of the room.
I got you.
That's right. Now, Wartface, have you got a match?
Yeah.
All right. Strike it for me, will you? Like a good fellow. That's right. Now light the papers. That's fine. There you are. My, my, what a lovely little fire. Yeah, it's going to get bigger and bigger. Oh, very much bigger. Come on, Wartface. Let's take our merchandise and get out of this house. It's going to be getting hot in here very soon. Yeah. Awful hot. Well, goodbye, boys. Goodbye. And keep cool.
Gee, Dick, this place is gonna go up like a matchbox.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, Simba. Try your teeth on those nuts.
Oh, it won't work.
No, I can't make it work either.
Gee, it's getting hot as a furnace in here already. You know, Dick, you and I, we're gonna be burned to death.
Simba, I
wish that other guy had shot us. It'd be better than like this. At Wartface, I wish they'd used his gun.
Wartface? Simba.
Yes, Dick?
That wart medicine in your pocket. That acid. Do you think you could get it out?
Well, maybe. Why?
Well, where is it? In the pocket next to me? Here, I'll help you push it out. Quick. Quick, Simba. There, it's coming out. Now, turn your leg if you can. There it is. Now lift up a little. It'll drop out. There.
Dick, the fire. We can feel it already.
Yeah, Simba, I know. Oh, shut up and listen to me. Now break that bottle of acid with your foot, see? Then, right away, quick, get the rope that's binding your hands down on that acid and rub it there. You understand?
Yeah. Gee, Dick, it might work. I hope.
You did it. Simba, you did it. Now get that rope down there. Smear it. Smear it. Never mind your hands. We'll fix them later. Just smear it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Smear that acid all over the rope. That's it.
Oh, Dick, it's no use. The fire.
Yes. Yes, it is, Simba. Now pull. Work the rope loose. Acid's eating it. Now pull. Pull.
Give him way.
Yeah. Now pull harder. The fire and smoke. Pull.
Oh, golly. My hands are free.
Now untie your feet. And then the window behind you. Quick.
That fire. I'm almost suffocating. Here. It's the bloody top knot that Wartface tied. But it's coming. I've got it. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, climb up and get out of that window.
And leave you here?
You can't save both of us, Simba. The fire is directly on top of us now.
Hey, give me your hand. Here. Now. Got it. Got it. I got it. There. Now, look, Dick. I'll hoist you up to the window. We don't need to untie your feet until we get outside.
All right. All right, then, Simba. But come on. Hurry.
Yeah. Now, stand on my hands and grab the window. Up with you. Hey, that's it.
Simba, give me your hand and I'll help you.
Yeah. Here.
Come on, Chip. Come on. Up. Up.
Drop. Out of my way.
Yeah. Hurry. Simba. Simba, you're on fire. Now roll over. Roll over on the ground. Here. Sweater up. I'll take it off. Beat out the flames with that.
Well, quick, Dick, quick.
Yeah. I'm going to wrap it around you. There. Now we've got it. Now. Well, Simba, I guess you're all right.
Yeah. Guess I am. Except for the acid on my hands.
Yeah, that's right, the acid. I tell you, we'll hike to the nearest town and wake up a doctor. And after that, we'll talk to the police. You think you can make it, fella?
Yeah. Let's go.
Thank you. Well, you boys have done a mighty good job. Yes, as constable of this town, I congratulate you on a first-rate job.
Well, we almost didn't.
Yes, sir. Both the local police and the FBI have been working on this black market gang case for some time. And with the clues you've given us, Gimp and Wartface and Lefty... Fine, boy, you got burned, didn't you? Those bandages on your wrist.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I got burned, but not by the fire.
Not by the fire?
No, sir. By wart remover.
Wart remover?
That's right. Acid, you know. Dick and I, we used it on...
Oh, yes, I remember. You said you used it to wear away the rope around your hand.
Uh-huh.
Very ingenious. But what beats me is that we never thought to watch the old Hadley House for those racketeers. A perfect place for them to meet, since nobody ever went near it if they could help it.
They didn't? Why not?
Well, you see, people said it was haunted. Years and years ago, a man hanged himself there.
Dick, what did I tell you?
Simba, you're always right. Well, sir, I guess we'd better be going now. We have to report back to school.
Yes. Just one moment, Mr. Carno. Look here.
Yes, sir? Why, Jumpin' Jehoshaphat. Warts. A whole finger full of them. The constable, you got them bad.
Yes, I have, haven't I? Hey, tell you what. Suppose you send me the prescription for that wart remover of yours, huh? No telling when it might come in handy. Huh?
Constable, you can sure say that again.
Boys and girls, Dick Cole will be back with you in just a moment. But first, here's a message you'll want to hear. Now, Dick Cole fans, be sure to listen in again next week, same time, same stations, for another exciting half hour with Dick Cole at Far Military Academy. Yes, and plan to meet Dick Cole every week on the air and enjoy his thrilling radio adventures just as you've enjoyed following his life at Far in those two great comic magazines, Blue Bolt and Foremost Comics. And now, here's Dick.
So long, friends. I'll be with you again next week. Remember, it's a date